is Galen Patterson joining us now on the phone line. Galen, overall, before we get to breaking it down, just what was talked about maybe after the game, or what are your overall thoughts on what we just saw today against Portland?
Well, it was a pretty good bounce back effort from last night in Everett. You know, a lot of things happened between that game and now, and so the boys responded well. The first 40 was excellent, and you know, we ran into some penalty trouble in the third, and we couldn't pull away with the win.
Yeah, so we'll talk about the good, then we'll talk about the bad. The good, 40 minutes, as you said, real good start as well. You hit a couple posts early. You go down, you show resiliency by coming back with two quick goals. What did you like most from your team in the first 40 minutes?
I think we stuck calm and kept our composure, especially when they went up two goals. And I thought that, you know, we stuck to the structure. You know, we stuck to the details that we need to have to make to win hockey games. So, you know, instead of deviating from the plan when they score one or two, we stuck with it and we crawled back and set ourselves up for the third.
So what I guess what happened in that third period? It's you're playing against the team, right? Like, they get to try too, and obviously they had a good third. But from your side of things, what did you see in that third period?
Well, the obvious thing is the penalties. I mean, we did have some opportunities, you know, our own power plays to score as well, and some good looks. And like you said in the first 40, you know, a couple posts would have been huge to get up on those. But yeah, I think, you know, a little bit of you know, a 3-3. Yeah, I think Portland had a 3-3 as well, so no excuses there that we ran out of gas. I think you know, they threw a lot of pucks on net, and when you do that, you get bounces.
Were there bright individual performances? I like Tomic scoring again. I think that's great for his confidence. You can see the skill with him. Whether it's him, whether it's someone else, what did you see in terms of bright spots individually anywhere throughout the lineup today?
I thought, you know, to name one, I think Ogo was on it today. He was really hustling, like on the forecheck, on the back check. He was just relentless, and he was shot ready, and, you know, he could have had a couple. And I think that relentless effort is what we need out of, you know, everybody. And, you know, he led the way with that tonight.
Yes, he did have an assist and, of course, missed a lot of last season, but it is a new career high, not after today. But Obabifo, 21 points this season. Certainly, I think he deserves to have even more points than that with the way, as you said, he hustles, he plays. Is there learning lessons, I guess, from this game? I know you've already talked about some of it, about, you know, can't take penalties the way that you guys did in the third. Any other learning lessons, maybe other than discipline, from today's game?
You know, there is. I mean, you know, we're going to have to, you know, review the video, review the game, and you know, pick it apart a little bit, right, to go into more detail. But, yeah, I mean, the obvious ones are the ones that cost us, right? And then at the end of the day, it really comes down to a lot of games come down to the special teams battle.
Yeah. Thanks so much for the time, Galen. Go get something to eat.
Okay, thank you, Nathan.
There's Giants assistant coach Galen Patterson. Again, the Giants will quickly have a meal here and then head home to Ladner.